Hey, welcome to the show. Feeling good with Duddy. That's me. Let's go. What is happening? We are back. Episode 124 of Feeling Good with Duddy. Thank you guys so much for stopping by and hanging out with me. I really do appreciate it. And if you are just stopping by for the first time since our two-year break we took, things are a bit different. I am here all alone in my garage. I'm not with my brother in the warehouse anymore, but my brother does stop by from time to time, and you are going to hear from him today as well. We have an amazing show for you guys today, but before we get into it, if you are listening and you have been enjoying the show, please go on over to the Feeling Good with Duddy group on Facebook. All the people who listen to the show, they're hanging out over there. It's a lot of fun. It's a great group, and I think you will enjoy it. So please go on over there and sign up. It's growing rapidly. We just really got into that group 3 or 4 weeks ago, right when I started this podcast back up, and it's already up to 1,600 members. So thank you guys so much for signing up, and thank you guys so much for just hanging out there and like building this awesome community around this show. It's so much fun. This show is going to be a lot of fun. I got a little bit of music news. I have a crazy story of something that happened to me a couple days ago. I'm going to tell you about that. If you were listening last week and you remember Soledad Vibe, Uber driver I had a few years back from Cincinnati, well, he sent in a song, Bong Bowl, and oh my God, did it just take off, and he was so excited about the response that he got off that song. He sent me another banger. I'm going to show you guys that today. Ruben is going to stop by, tell us about some cool products in the weed world, and I'm going to answer some Q&A questions from all the members of the Feeling Good with Duddy group on Facebook I was just telling you about. It's going to be a lot of fun, so let's just get into it now. All right. So, let's get into this show. I want to do something new for you guys today. My brother Jake, who was my co-host of the show, he likes to call me sometimes. It's always when he's driving, it seems like, and he'll call me and he'll leave me these voice messages. And it's always about something he may have just seen or maybe something he was just thinking about, but he likes to call me and just like almost rant a little bit, you know, on my answering machine, and they're always pretty good. So I think from now on, what I'm going to do is I'm just going to start playing these messages that he leaves for me. And he sent me one this morning and I thought it was pretty funny. So I'm going to show it to you guys. Here it is. This is a voice message from my brother, Jake.
Hey, Duddy. I'm on the road right now and I just saw something and I had no one to complain about it to, so I called you. I'm driving behind one of these new Tesla trucks that are out now. Have you seen these? It looks like RoboCop's truck. I don't like it. It's not time yet. I'm not saying I won't like it. I'm just saying I don't like it now. It's too soon for a vehicle that looks like that. You know the ones I'm talking about, right? There's nothing round about it, all sharp edges, literally, quite literally looks like a future spaceship from the 1950s. You know, like if you're watching a black and white future sci-fi program and they have a future floating car, it looks like the new Tesla truck now. But we're not there yet. We're not in the future. None of the other cars on the road look anywhere near the futuristicness of this truck. Therefore, it seems a bit ridiculous. And you know how when like a super punk rock person, guy, you know, he's got a mohawk, leather jacket, cut off shorts, high top boots, chains hanging from every pocket. You see him walking through a parking lot and then he opens up the door of a Topaz, like Honda Sonata, if that's even a car. It just, you know, one of those little shit cars that no one should still be driving. And you're like, dude, you can't be the most punk rock guy ever and then get into a Toyota Corolla from 2007. It's just the look isn't working. Well, that's how everyone looks who gets out of the Tesla truck. You see, the truck is from the future, but the person getting out of it is not. They're from today, and they just don't look the part. So if you're going to drive one of those new Tesla trucks, you need to wear an astronaut's outfit is what I'm thinking. Anyway, not a big deal.
So that's that. You heard it here from my brother. If you drive a Tesla truck, apparently you must wear a space suit. That was fun, and something tells me we're going to be getting many more of those messages from my brother in the future, so we have that to look forward to. Now, let me tell you guys about this wild fucking story. This happened to me a couple days ago. I think it was about 3 days ago. I took my son Jack out for a hike out in Newport at the Back Bay. And we did just nothing crazy. We did like a 2 miles out, 2 miles back type thing. Nothing crazy. And then we stopped by the golf course on the way home and we had a little breakfast and then we just hit some golf balls in the range. Great day, right? Great morning. And we get home and I had had like a little bit of a late night the night before. So I was feeling a little tired, right? When we got home and Jack was like, obviously he was a little tired too. We went on a hike, we hit some golf balls. And so he was like, I'm just going to go chill and like, you know, mess around on my computer for a little bit. And I was like, cool, I am going to just sit on the couch. I kicked off my shoes and I like took my hat off and I was just like laying there for about 5 minutes. And I was just about to pass out. I was in that like about to be in deep sleep nap mode. And I get a knock at the door. And honestly, it's one of the things that bothers me most is when you get a random knock at the door in the middle of the day. It just bothers me. It's usually just someone trying to sell you something you don't want or trying to get you to convert to their religion or something that doesn't need to happen and something I want no part of. And now you've woken me up from my nap, but whatever. I look at my phone and I look at the Ring camera on my phone and I could see it's just like some kind of looks like a punk, like 18, 19 year old kid, you know, and he's knocking at my door and I'm just like, what does this guy want? He's got like a backpack on. So I'm thinking, oh, he's probably trying to sell something for his school or whatever. So I'm just watching him. I'm not going to get up. So I'm just watching him. He knocks again. He knocks twice. And then after he knocks a second time, I see him kind of like look over towards where my car is in the driveway. And then he kind of like scoots off quickly towards my car. My new Bronco I got. And if anyone knows anything about old cars, I have a 78 Bronco. These doors are heavy. And when they close, it's like bang, you know? And so I get up from my couch in the den. And as I'm walking, you know, into my kitchen area where the front door is and my front window, I just hear my car door slam. So I'm like, why the fuck is someone in my car? And as I'm thinking that, I see the kid run by my window but he's in the sidewalk now. He's running by with I have a Bluetooth, like a nice Bluetooth speaker in my Bronco. Cause I just got this thing. I haven't even hooked up the stereo doesn't work in it right now. So I have a Bluetooth in there. So he's running down the street with my Bluetooth speaker. I'm in my socks. You know, God, I almost just went motherfucker. And like, he just was like, no, I did. I reacted. I just took off out the door after this dork. And I get about halfway down the street and I'm in my socks. And, you know, he's like some 18, 19 year old kid. So I'm not really gaining on him, but he's not gaining. He's about six or seven houses up in front of me at this point. And I'm just like, and he looks back and he sees me and he's like, shit. So he starts scooting and I'm like, okay, I'm not far enough. I thought I can just turn around really quick, go get in my car, and I will find this kid, right? So I stopped to go turn around, and right as I turn around, a buddy of mine, Mike, a neighbor of mine from, you know, he's 8-9 houses down from me, he comes out, and he's like, what's going on? And I'm like, I just caught this kid stealing out of my car. I'm about to go get my car and chase him. He's like, get in my car right now. So we get in his car, and this kid, at this point, I see him. He's all the way down the street, and he turns left, and so I get in his car, and we go, and we turn left. And then I see him down another street and he's kind of like just barely jogging at this point. Like he thinks he got away and I'm in now a car that he doesn't know what this car is. It's just a rando car. Cause it's my neighbor. He didn't know. And so we find him and we pull up right on him. And this guy, my neighbor's super chill, right? He's just like a cool older guy. He's always been very chill. And the kid's on the driver's side sidewalk and I'm in shotgun. So Mike pulls up, and I get out, and I start to run around the car. And before I can even get there, this kid is mid-flight. Mike, my neighbor, jumped out of the car and just threw this kid into a bush. There was just this huge bush, and he just flings this kid into the bush. The kid looked like a deer in the headlights. It was pretty awesome. And then he gets up, you know, and we're both just kind of standing there like, I was like, yo, give me my fucking speaker back. And he tries to take off running. And I got him with the best old school fucking trip in the world, guys. I started laughing because it was too good. He starts to run off and I got the perfect, like, you know, I kicked his heel of his right foot behind his left foot, and he just fell forward and ate shit. And I grabbed his backpack, and I just drug him back up onto the lawn with his backpack. And I get my speaker out. I'm dumping all of the stuff out of his backpack, trying to see if he has any other shit in there that he stole. And as I'm doing that, the neighbor whose house were on his lawn, he comes out and he's like, "What's going on?" And I don't even know this guy. I'm like, "Hey, man, I caught this kid stealing out of my car. I'm just trying to figure out if he's got anything else in here." And as he's doing that, the kid's laying on the ground. He's got, like, his cell phone in his hand. This new guy that comes out just grabs his cell phone and just starts searching through his phone, just, like, looking. I was like, this is amazing. Now, this guy's got three adults that are pretty pissed off, just standing over him. I've now scattered all of his belongings around. He had like a fake sheet. You can tell like he was trying to get people to give him money, and there was like a Venmo scan thing you can Ven. So he was trying to scam people in my neighborhood, and he broke into my car. Then he got caught. He got roughed up a little bit, not too bad, but he definitely learned a lesson. And what was funny is I was a little fired up. I was like, you know, after it all said and done, and he got up, and I was like, "Man, if I ever see you in this neighborhood again, I'm going to beat the fucking shit out of you." And my neighbor Mike goes, "I'll fucking shoot you in your face." I was like, "Jesus, Mike. Oh, my God." But it was pretty fucking wild. So that happened middle of the daytime. Middle of the damn daytime. Who would have thought? You never know these days. You never know with these kids these days. But I think it is time for us to get into something really, really fun here. If you guys were listening last week, we had somebody send... Sorry, let me rephrase that. I had somebody send me a song in my DMs. It was a Uber driver I had from 3 years ago. His name was Soledad. And I just remember him. He was a really cool guy. And, you know, we talked for a bit while he was driving me around, and he found out that I was in a band, and he thought that was really cool. And then, you know, I got this message from him the other day, and it was like, "Yo, Duddy, it's Soledad. You know, I checked your band out and I really liked it and inspired me to start making my own music. Here's a song I wrote." And he sent me this song, Bong Bowl. And it was just like about, like, his heart is empty like a bong bowl. It was like, the lyrics were, the first time I listened to it, I was like, "What is going on? This is kind of stupid." And then I realized I could not get the damn song out of my head. It's kind of fire. So I played it on the show last week, and all of the listeners were just like, "I love this song. Soledad's the man." So he got so stoked, he sent me another song. But before I play that song, for anyone who's just listening right now and hasn't heard Bong Bowl, I just want to give you a quick recap on Bong Bowl, and then I'm going to introduce you to the new track he sent me, which might even be better than Bong Bowl. I don't know, but here it is, Soledad Vibe, Bong Bowl.
"Since you left me, girl, my life has been like an empty bong bowl. When we were together, my bong bowl life was dank and full. My ganja bowl is empty. I used to have plenty of ganja in the bowl. Now it's empty. Bong bowl." Soledad Vibe.
All right. So there you have it. That was Soledad Vibe with his song Bong Bowl. And if it is the first time you heard it, I promise you it is going to be stuck in your head. Oh, my goodness. But like I said before, he hit me up after last week's show. He was so thrilled about the response he got from all the listeners that he sent me another song. And you guys, I don't know, man. I may think that this one's even a little bit more fire than Bong Bull. But why don't you guys decide? I cannot wait to hear what you guys think about this. Please head on over to the Facebook Feeling Good with Duddy group and just let me know, let Soledad know what you guys think of this one. This is Soledad Vibe with his new song, Vape Pen.
You took my heart and my vape pen charger, and you left me. Since that day, getting high has been much harder. You took my good USB cord. Will I ever see you again? Will I ever use my vape pen? Red flag blowing in the wind. Like flashing on my vape pen. Red light flashing on my vape pen. Vape pen. Red flag blowing in the wind. Will I ever use my vape pen again? Will I ever get high again? Good question. Red light flashing on my vape pen. Solid advice.
All right. Well, there you have it. A star has been born, people. Solid Dad Vibe with his song Vape Pen. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if we see Solid Dad Vibe, you know, performing at Cali Roots this year. He is on his way. Damn. Head on over to that Facebook group and let me know what you guys think about that one. All right. Before I bring on Ruben, I do want to tell you a little bit about the Dirty Heads Summer Tour. I forgot to mention that at the top. Not a big deal. Not a lot of big new news. But Dirty Heads, this summer, we're going to be touring around with our good friends Slightly Stupid, the Slightly Dirty Summer Tour. It's going to be amazing. Dirty Heads, Slightly Stupid. Common Kings, the Elevators. The lineup is crazy. The venues are all amazing and beautiful, and I just cannot wait to get out there. Tickets are going quick. Go out and get some tickets. Come on out to the shows. They're going to be amazing. And I'm actually really excited too, because we have a show in Canada. We haven't been there in so long. So, you know, I'm very excited about that, to get back over there. But while I was looking at that Canadian tour or show, I saw something, and I remember this, but it hit me. I was like, we should probably come up with like a new nickname or whatever. I mean, Canada, the Great White North. I don't know. Sounds a bit racist. I think we can probably figure out something better. Why don't you guys let me know what you guys think the new slogan for Canada should be? All right, enough of that. Let's get into it with my good friend Ruben Durazo. He is going to tell us about some cool new products going on in the world of weed. Let's go.
You took my heart and my vape pen charger.
All right, what is happening? We are back here with my good friend Ruben Durazo. Another episode of This Week in Weed. What's up?
How's it going?
Good, man. How are you?
Doing good.
Just full interrupting me this mid-sentence. No big.
Hey, Daddy.
Hey, Daddy. Hey. But no, today we are going to talk about one of our favorite companies, Puffco. They have some amazing products. They've always treated us well. Stop laughing at me, dude. We haven't tried any of these products yet, obviously. But today we are going to talk about Puffco and one of their amazing products, the Ripple. Ruben, let us know about it.
Yeah, okay. So Puffco has quite a few different products they make. They've been in the game a long time. They've shown us so much love. They've really taken care of us on the road. Huge shout out to Puffco for making sure that we have the best tech to smoke out of. The Ripple is a take on one of their products called the Droplet. The Droplet is a little bit of a bigger, kind of like more like almost like a bong. This is like a smaller version of that, handheld.
Kind of like a bubbler.
It looks like, you know, reminds me of like a crystal ball, or like I call it like a wizard orb. And it's just really rad. You just put some cool water in there and it gives you a lot of percolation. It's got a nice like bubble to it.
Yeah.
Three different heat settings. All electric, no fire, you know, on the go, completely portable. Yeah.
It's amazing. For me, I love water filtration. I like to have a lot of water filtration when I'm smoking. It's good for the lungs, especially when we're touring. The Ripple's amazing. You can put a lot of water in there, especially when you put some cold water in there. It's amazing. And what do we got in there today?
So we're going to be using the Ripple to try some really good hash from the Jungle Boys. This strain is Rainbow Breath, which is a cross probably between Rainbow Belts and either Motor Breath or Gator Breath. Rainbow Belts just like really fruity tasting, sweet, creamy, and then Gator Breath is more of like, also still has a sweetness to it, but Motor Breath and Gator Breath are distinct because Motor Breath is a very pungent, gassy strain. So combined, it's going to be a really fruity, gassy time.
So, all right, let's hit that fruity gas. Oh, you know what?
We need the hot knife. Also, another great product from Puffco is the Revolutionary Hot Knife.
You got to have the hot knife.
If you're going to be dabbing, you got to use the hot knife. It just makes life easier. It's really simple. You know, it slightly heats up the end here of a ceramic tip. You're able to load up your hash easy. And you're taking a dab in no time. All right, let's do this.
This is great pod.
Great pod. Yeah, the Ripple, same as, you know, the other settings are the other Puffco pieces. Just double click on whatever heat setting you're going to use, and it'll vibrate once. Once it vibrates a second time, it's ready to go.
It's ready to go.
And it's almost ready.
And when it beeps that second time, it's so exciting.
Oh, there it goes.
He's hitting it. Ooh. Do you taste that fruity gas?
Oh, yeah. Sweet, like orange cream. You know, it's just a really nice euphoric high, too. It doesn't put you out, doesn't make you super sleepy, but it gets you relaxed still.
Nice.
Oh, I love it.
Sweet. All right, I'm going to try it too. Thank you guys. We'll see you next time with another episode of This Week in Weed. Thanks, Ruben.
You're welcome, Daddy.
Peace.
No problem. You took my heart and my vape and charger when you left me.
Since that day, getting high has been much. Yeah, man. I don't know. You tell me, guys, but I think vape pen is kind of a banger. And the Ripple that we were just talking about, also, very amazing. I really recommend it. I'll put up a link in the Facebook group to Puffco and to the Ripple so you guys can check it out. It's pretty awesome. And you know what else is awesome? All of the members of our Feeling Good with Duddy group on Facebook, I am now going to head on over and I'm going to answer some Q&A. Before I do get into that, it looks like my answering machine is blinking again. Why don't we go ahead and let's go listen to the message on my answering machine.
Hey, Duddy. Something just happened to me, and I had nobody to make fun of it to, so I called you. I was just having a conversation with someone who alerted me to the fact that he and his partner would be going to Costa Rica this summer. Now, this is someone I don't know very well, just met them, so I don't know if he's talking about his girlfriend, his boyfriend, his husband, his wife, or his business partner. You see, when you refer to your significant other, which I assume that he was, as your partner, then me, guy who doesn't know your partner, I don't know what you're talking about. So I'm sure it's some PC way to not give power to one side or the other by not saying, oh, my girlfriend and I, my wife and I, my... But I need you to say girlfriend or wife so I know what you're talking about. Or husband, you know. This is a judgment-free zone. I just want to know what we're talking about. Or maybe you're going to Costa Rica with your business partner. You know? Seems strange, but if that's the case, then you use partner. This is the same type of person that I assume. If I were to say, oh, look, there's a homeless guy over there, he probably would say, oh, yeah, unhoused. No, Oh, it's homeless. It always has been, and saying it backwards doesn't make it any better. So let's not call our significant others our partner, because that's not what they are. They're boyfriend, girlfriend, husband, wife, and we all know that. Anyway, Daddy, not a big deal.
All right, so there you have it, people. I guess do not call your significant other partner, or I will get a message from my brother. That was fun. And you know what else is fun? Q&A. Let's get into it.
It's question time again. Answering shit, Q&A-ing with my friends. But I ain't answering that dumb shit. Ask me about pizza and I'm emptying my gun clip. It's Q&A time. Ask me about life and I'll tell you about mine.
All right. Let's get into this Q&A. Hope you guys enjoyed that new Q&A drop. I don't know who that was, but damn, that was kind of fire too. I don't know, maybe him and Soledad will have to get on a collab one of these days. We'll see. You never know. Let's get into this Q&A though. Man, it is hot in this garage, so I'm going to get up into these and I'm going to get on out because I'm starting to sweat. This first one comes from longtime listener, Jennifer Peterson. She says, what is your goal this year? To be more famous, or is there something bigger or more personal on the horizon? Honestly, just, I mean, always kind of just be a little better than you were last year. That's all we can try to do, is just kind of improve as we go, you know? Yeah, just try and always trying to improve. And if I can just be a little bit better than I was last year, then I'm moving in the right direction, right? So that's my goal, to keep on moving forward and keep on getting better. Thank you, Jen. And this next one is from Dustin M. Woodruff. The world needs a Dirty Heads and Sublime co-headline tour immediately. With that said, is there any chance in the future? I'll be honest, man. And not like there's like crazy hard feelings or anything, but no, I wouldn't. Not really stoked on the way they kind of did my boy Rome dirty there at the end. We've had our time with Sublime with Rome. I toured with Bud and Eric. I've been there. We've done it. It's a lot of fun. I wish those dudes, honestly, nothing but the best. Like I said, there's no hard feelings or nothing. I think Jacob's a really nice kid, and I wish him nothing but the best. I think they could have been a little classier on their exit, and they could have, you know, not been so dirty to Rome, like I said. So with that being said, no, I don't really see us doing much in the future. But I wish them nothing but the best. Still one of my favorite bands of all time. Matt Clem says, what made your guys tour with Yellow Wolf and Lupe? And would you have Yellow Wolf on a track again? Part two, will there be more rappers on tour with you guys? I don't know. I'm sure that we'll have other rappers in the future. Will we have Yellow Wolf on a track again? I don't know. I wouldn't be against it. I think he's pretty dope. And what made us tour with them? We're always trying to do a little something different. We don't want to just constantly tour with the same band. And we want to get, you know, groups and artists from different scenes and genres to come in. It helps grow everyone, you know? So we're always trying something new. Hope that answers your question. Michelle Nechetsky, everyone's favorite ice skater, says, what prompted the return of the podcast? Honestly, I love podcasts. I listen to them all the time. I missed all of you guys. I love the community we had, and I always, even though it stopped for 2 years, the whole time I was kind of like, man, that was so much fun. I don't want to see that gone forever. I knew it wouldn't be gone forever. I knew eventually I would get it started back up, but like we talked about in the past, sometimes you just got to get up and start doing it. So I just turned the mic on, I turned the camera on, I started talking. That's why those first couple episodes were a little weird. I actually didn't even know what I was going to do. I was just like, whatever, we'll start putting stuff out. So we're going to figure out the show as it goes, and I'm having fun. I hope you guys are too. This next one is from Jason Panic. How often will Jared or yourself forget lyrics while playing? Not too often, but it does happen. And it's funny, like when we were younger, I used to let it bother me, or I would get like super self-conscious about messing up, or now I'm just like, whatever. And we have each other's back. Like I see when sometimes when Jared slip in and I'll just start kind of doubling him, And then he's like, oh, you get it. You're like, oh, yeah, that's right. And then he'll get back on and vice versa. He does it for me. With Roman Duddy, it's funny. I have tend to miss a little more lyrics just because with Dirty Heads, a lot of the songs we've been playing them forever. We get to rehearse all the time. With Roman Duddy, we don't get to rehearse ever. We usually get like one rehearsal in before our tour, and then we just go out and we're kind of winging it. They're songs I haven't played a lot, so we'll tend to forget out there. But the vibe of those shows are so lighthearted that it doesn't matter. People seem to be having a good time anyway. As long as you're having fun, everyone else is having fun. Let's see. Christopher Martin says, sup, dudes? Re-asking last week's question for your guitar playing fans, especially ex-Patreon ones. Any chance we can get access to those guitar tutorials from Feeling Good with Duddy? Thanks in advance. Yes, we can. I'll have to ask Luke about that. But I've been thinking about just starting to put out the guitar tutorials anyway, and I'll probably record some new ones and just start. To answer your question, long story short, yes, hopefully soon I will start having some guitar tutorials out for you guys again. Good to hear from you again, Christopher. Kimmy. Oh, it's Kimmy. Everybody's favorite psychopath. She says, and listening to any new artists these days? Yes, I am. And if my internet would work, I could tell you the name of this artist that I have been listening to, because it's kind of a weird name and I can't think about it, but my internet is not wanting to work right now. Oh, no. And I think I may have possibly lost my camera as well. Ooh. Nope. Here we go. Sorry for that. We're back. I think we actually never went away. We didn't. I've been here the whole time. All right. Awesome. Well, Kimmy, there is an artist I want to tell you about. Can't even think of the freaking name, which is lame. So I'm just going to post it on the Facebook group. My internet's all acting weird. I got nothing going on here anymore. Seems like I'm starting to lose control of the show. I will answer one more question, and then I got to get up on out of here. Thank you guys again so much for stopping by. I thought that was a pretty fun episode. Damn, Soledad is the man. I can't wait to hear what he does next. And yeah, man, I will see you guys on over at the Facebook group. Till next episode. This one comes from Kyle Crooks, and he says, what do you miss most about the 90s? Man, that's a great question. I miss, like, everything from the 90s. I love electronics. I love technology, but, man, I miss the days when no one had it. I miss the days when kids just ran around outside on their bikes and all that stuff. I mean, that's probably what I miss the most. I hate nothing more than, like, when I'm at a restaurant or I'm somewhere and I look around and just every single person has their phone in their hand. Kind of sucks. And then I look down and my phone's in my hand and I'm like, fuck. I'm one of them. We're in the future. Not as far in the future as Tesla trucks are, but we are in the future, people. Thank you so much for stopping by and listening. Again, head on over to that Facebook group. It's a lot of fun. And to my subscribers on my Instagram page, I meant to say this earlier. I am sorry, man. I've been not over there much. I've kind of been just like weird on social media lately. I'm going to get back on it. This summer is going to be awesome for you guys. I have a lot planned. Thank you guys again for stopping by. We will see you next time. Peace. You took my heart and my vape and charger and you left me. Since that day, getting high has been much harder. My good USB cord. Will I ever see you again? Will I ever use my vape pen? Red flag blowing in the wind. Red light flashing on my vape pen. Vape pen. Red light flashing on my vape pen. Red light flashing on my vape pen. Solid advice.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.